Welcome once again. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today I have an interview I did with actor Joshua Lee Young from the movie Rideshare. Young is an 8-time award-winning actor with a huge fan following. Rideshare is the story of Hitch. Hitch is the most popular rideshare app in Southern California. It has created job opportunities and safe rides for millions. At least that's what the company wants you to think. Everyone knew it was only a matter of time before the story went public. The story of that one night. That one horrific night. This movie is the story of that fateful night. Who will live? Who will die? Find out. Watch Rideshare.
So let's talk about Rideshare. Can you give me a little background on the project and what it's about?
Okay, so... Rideshare is, well, I guess in a way the title is self-explanatory. It's about the rideshare community, and it's based off of the rideshare app that we have these days, except this app is called Hitch, and a lot like its competitors, it's just you have your drivers, and you have your passengers, and then the idea is you're getting into a stranger's car, mm-hmm. and you're sort of just trusting that based off of an app rating them however many stars, but you really don't know who the other person is. You don't even know who you're letting into your car when you're driving, and it sort of just plays on that because not a lot of people are really talking about the risks or what can really happen. You know, it seems like people are just too trusting sometimes, and that plays out very in the movie.
What character do you play, and how did you get this part?
I play the character Josh, and he's friends with the characters of Ed and Max No Sleeves, and so those are the actor names. And I got this role because I had previously worked with the director a few years back on a different project, and then we had kept in touch, and he had seen my other projects long after that, and we just worked really well together. So when he was putting this project together, he asked if, right before he asked me to audition for the role, I had actually seen this project on social media with no clue that it was actually Tremaine's project. And so when I saw that this movie project had followed me on Instagram, I went to go check it out, and I looked at it, and from what they were posting, I thought, wow, this is going to be a fun movie. So I just left a comment like, hey, I can't wait to see this. And when Tremaine saw the comment, he called me and told me, he was like, hey, I just saw your comment on my movie's Instagram, and I thought, oh, wow, I didn't even know that was your movie. This is awesome. Really excited to watch it. And then that's when you brought up, like, hey, you know, I actually have a few parts that I feel like you'd be really great at. Would you come in and read for them? And so we met up. I read for about 3 characters, and he just decided that there was one of the 3 that was just a perfect match for me. And, the rest is history.
That sounds pretty cool. I mean, it just fell into your lap that way. You know, why did this project interest you so much when you first heard about it on social media?
Well, it was, because it plays on, like, the scary side of rideshare and that community and the whole idea and this new culture. And, I don't know, it seemed like I was just raised to always be aware of my surroundings and that the potential dangers, and just to be careful. You know, your parents tell you don't speak to strangers, but then here we have an app that's promoting you go above and beyond speaking to strangers. You're getting into the cars of strangers, or you're letting strangers into your car. And so in my mind, I always felt like it's blowing my mind that this is a new culture. I guess it's kind of incredible that we can, you know, open this new world of trust. But with every good thing, sometimes there are also bad things that come along with it. There are, you know, potential dangers. And so I've always thought about, like, why isn't anyone talking about this? Why isn't there another movie talking about this, or some show or something? And then think about all the scenarios, I thought, you know, someone should really make a movie. It would go like this. This would be cool, this would be cool, and that would be cool. So then when I saw this on social media, that's what clicked with me, because finally, you know, someone filled that void that I've been, I guess, craving.
Do you use ride-sharing apps, like, in your personal life?
Oh, yeah, I totally use ride-sharing apps myself whenever I say I need a ride to the airport. Or if, like, my car broke down.
Yeah.
I generally drive myself, but, yeah, I use ride-sharing apps. It's super convenient.
So now that you've been in this movie, do you get a little, you know, hesitant to do a ride-share app?
That's a good, really good question. From reading the script, just the what happens in this rideshare thing, it actually goes way beyond anything that I imagined, like all the scenarios that I would imagine could go down for rideshare. So it's kind of like watching, having watched Criminal Minds, you're 10 seasons in, and then every corner you're expecting some serial killer or something to happen to you, and then you can kind of see those scenarios play out. So after doing this rideshare movie, yeah, I kind of, I'm on edge a little bit. Like, it's not something that bothers me, it's more like I mentally prepare myself for anything to happen, whenever I am getting into, say, a Lyft or an Uber ride or something like that. I just, it pops in my mind. It's not something that, I guess takes over. It's just that I'm aware of possibilities and potential dangers.
Got it. So what can we expect from Rideshare?
Oh gosh, what you can expect from Rideshare, there's a lot of good fun in there, a lot of twists and turns, and there's plenty of surprises, and I think people are just going to have a really good experience.
Where can we follow you on social media?
Social media, most of my social media is just Joshua Lee Young, one word, so Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Joshua Lee Young, and then Facebook, it's Joshua Lee Young, and then at the end of the handle is JLY.
Rideshare will be released in October on Friday the 13th. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Check out more of my interviews here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.